COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAMCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode. Howdy, folks. Dan Scotland here, joining you from Legal Grass, Massachusetts, heartland of America. You can find me anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can find us on Instagram at @IAMCannabisSativa, and you can find me on Twitter at @ICSativaPod. I don't want to keep this episode specifically too long. My schedule has been getting a lot busier as of late. There's been way more demands on my time. There's always a lot of demands on my time in general, but things have been very, very busy and hectic, to say the least. I've been running around like a chicken with his head cut off for like the past 2 to 3 days. So, again, no intro, no flashy intro right now. We're just getting straight to it. So I wanted to clear the air about some things. Friend of the show, The Daily Dope Show, i.e. Brando the Weed Commando, he's been a cannabis caregiver and he's been a cannabis pioneer, getting cannabis to people for decades. And when I did the episode where we talked about, or where I talked about the current state of the Michigan caregiver scene, he provided a lot of good insights from his bird's eye view and his personal experience as a caregiver in Michigan. So again, a lot of what he brought up was fortunately in the article, but he also brought up some inside based on some nuances that weren't in the article that I do feel that I want to talk to you guys about. So let's go ahead and do that. All right, so I'm not going to call up the text on the screen. I'm just going to read it from my end. So I don't have time to listen to this, but I hope you covered these areas. Corporate lobby is using charter townships as a way to overregulate caregivers out. So again, it's local municipal corruption. We've been dealing with that in Massachusetts for quite some time. As part of legalization in Massachusetts, outlets or establishments looking to start an adult use business in some form or another in a town or municipality, they have to pay a 3% impact fee to that municipality. But in Massachusetts, municipalities and towns and corrupt mayors and corrupt aldermen, corrupt board of selectmen, they've been asking in excess of that 3% that's in question four. So again, it's municipal shakedowns and municipal corruption. You know, it's a good old boy system in most municipalities in the country where a select few sort of people of certain caliber run and have political power to throw around. And what they say goes, and you don't cross those people or you get ran out of town. Again, I mean, in some ways it's more milder than that in the fact that, you know, you'll just get politically ostracized or these powers that be are just gonna tee off somebody else if you kick out one of these anti-cannabis aldermen or city council people. They'll just be another one teed up that runs. But again, municipal corruption has been a big thing in most legal states. There have been squabbling over whether a municipality should allow adult use sales, adult use facilities, adult use grow rooms, so on and so forth. There's been a lot of local corruption or a lot of local tyranny subverting the will of over 70% of a lot of voters in some states, or even the high 50s, high 60s. Like you have legalization getting those amounts. You have public sentiment at near 90%. Yet you have all these local municipalities that hate the plant, that hate the people that use the plant, and have old school mentalities and are shoving those old school mentalities and are doing malicious compliance to squeeze out the small grower and the small cannabis vendor. And we can't have that. We can't give these MSO thugs an inch. Okay. So yeah, I mean, so municipal shakedown, so malicious compliancing people out of the caregiver scene is a tactic that friend of the show has mentioned. And we brought this up in the other episode too, that they were going after an 80-year-old caregiver. 80-year-old, someone's great grandmother. They're busting for growing cannabis in her property for a few fellow patients, or growing cannabis for patients. They're busting someone's great grandma over malicious compliance and over these MSO thugs wanting to crush the small vendor and the small grower and the small caregiver, going after your great grandmother, your tax dollars at work. Yes. And there's now a caregiver union that's been fighting the attempts by the MSOs to squash caregivers, to squash the small grower. Caregivers have lost every single court ruling that would have set a positive precedence for caregiving. So again, Michigan, the Republicans control the legislature and they control the Supreme Court. So there's a lot of things working against from the article we read, it was like 30,000 caregivers in Michigan. So again, I mean, it's not looking good for these 30,000 caregivers, because governments at all levels are not on your side. The Supreme Court has been throwing shade at the caregivers and medical cannabis. The Republicans that control things have been throwing shade. Whitmer, I would imagine, is throwing shame. But again, I mean, you have a lot of people in all levels of government, even in legal states, that hate the plant and hate the people that use the plant. you're going to have to get rid of all these fossils if we're going to have rules and laws and cannabis access that reflects the will of the voters and reflects the will of people that love the plant and love the people that use the plant. Plenty of non-using people that love the people that use the plant, and shout out to them for putting in the work and fighting for people outside themselves. I have so much love and respect for our non-tokers that are throwing their weight around and helping cannabis users, even though they themselves don't use. It's good stuff. But again, I'm digressing a bit. So yeah, the Supreme Court is not on the caregiver's side. The MSOs are not on the caregiver's side. Caregivers can still pop felonies for not following these very stringent rules and not following all this malicious compliance stuff. Friend of the show had to move to a different municipality because his previous one was squeezing him out with these technicalities and what have you. Never underestimate the greed of MSO cannabis. Never underestimate these thugs. But again, friend of the show, Daily Dope Show, Brando the Weed Commando. Again, he's actually out there in Michigan. He's been a caregiver in Michigan for a very, very long time, and he's been covering the corporate takeover of cannabis for quite a bit of time. So I'm going to put his channel in the description. So I highly recommend you check it out if you have the time. So again, I mean, I don't want to keep this episode too long. As always, it can be found anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can find me on Instagram at @IamCannabisSativa and on Twitter at @ICSativaPod. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.